go ahead.
So it's injury mitigation is our biggest concern. So you can't perform at a high level if you're hurting all the time. Mm-hmm. And so what we want to do is we're always looking to find out where's pain coming from? Is it in their back, their shoulders, their knees? Mm-hmm. And then we start looking at, okay, is there something structurally going on? Is there something is there a muscle issue going on? Is there the way they hold themselves, carry themselves? There's a lot of different things that go into that. Mm-hmm. And then what we do is we decide what is the safest way for us to use exercise to help bring health and healing to that joint or that area of the body that's, you know, has pain.
That gets them to where they need to be without exacerbating what they had.
Exactly. So the key is you're still dealing with an individual that has to go and fight go into foreign lands and do the job.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is we have to try to prepare them as physically, to be as physically fit and prepared to do that as we can. But we also want to make sure that we're not doing anything that's going to cause more injury and more pain, because now we're doing a disservice as opposed to a service to them.
I'm sorry. You mentioned that keeping them in the fight, that was basically the gist of it.
That's the absolute key, is we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to keep them in the fight, but do it in a healthy way. Because at the end of the day, these guys still have a life outside of the military. So we want to make it possible for them to pick up their kids, to go out in the yard and play with the kids. And someday they'll be grandpas. And we want to make sure that when their service is done, they can go on and enjoy life and be able to pick up their kids and play with them, their grandkids, and do all those different things. It's important to us.
Sorry to interrupt you,
Jim. Oh, no, that's no problem. Last question I've got for you is, how do you deal with the issue? I mean, because I'm certain that within 7th Group, you're probably dealing with a lot of, for lack of a better term, macho guys who aren't going to let you know that,
yes,
hey, I'm hurting.
Yes.
And how do you deal with that? I mean, how do you find out those sorts of things and get to the point where you can start the sort of effective rehabilitation
programs? Great question. So it's not a whole lot different than we saw in athletics.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you this, Wayne Gretzky, I'm pretty sure you can find that quote online somewhere. He had a quote that said, I've never seen a barbell score a goal, right? But the interesting thing is, when he became a head coach, one of the first things he did was he hired a strength conditioning coach after he had played the game, right? So I've actually had discussions about this. Would Wayne Gretzky be able to play with that same mentality today as he did back then, when it wasn't necessarily thought about as important? So you still have a lot of the older guys are kind of like, you know, some of these guys are like, I can do this on my own.
Yeah.
And that's always going to exist. So how we look at it is, if you look at a marketing kind of a principle, you're going to have the companies that do well are the ones that look for the innovators. And what they do is they try to help the innovators do well. Then you have fence sitters who usually end up following the innovators. And then you've got the people you're never going to touch. That's just business.
Yeah.
So what we're looking at is we're trying to look at these younger guys, and some of the older guys are starting to buy into it as well, because we do make them feel better. And we are still helping them perform at a high level. And so we're looking for our innovators, and it just catches on with everybody else from there.
So they understand that you guys have got an effective program, that no matter what complaint they come in here with,
right,
you can make them better.
We can make them better, yes.